States of Depression. We've come to play in the happy house and waste a day in the happy house. It never rains. Susie and the Banshees, happy house. Athens. Father is sitting at the dining table reading the paper. Mother is in the kitchen cooking. Father is still, only his eyes move on the page. Mother is swift. I can't tell if she's a particle or a wave. Sometimes I feel she's slowly losing part of her hand or a leg that is slowly evaporating. From time to time, Father's right hand caresses vertically the page, patiently moving towards the edge, fiddling with an indefinite number of pages on the right-hand bottom. He reads an article about the Greek crisis, the current European economic depression. Mother is holding the salt. I can hear the castor turning upside down like a rain stick. The sound of pages rifling conjures the wind. Father's left hand forms a fist on the upper left corner of the paper, in lieu of a presse-papier. There is a definite difference in the level of heat between the two adjacent rooms. According to physics, thermodynamics in particular, my mother will soon be coming into the living room. There's an irony embedded in the name of this room. The living room is always cold. The temperature in the kitchen is higher. Heat always flows from hot to cold, never in the opposite direction of its own accord. A storm is coming. We should make sure that all windows are closed. Voices from a demonstration are stumbling over lips mouthing unemployment. I leave. I never move. To move means to leave a place for another. Being moved leaves a mark, a remembering of one's body, an impression on a surface, just like writing. Helsinki. I cannot sleep, or I sleep too much. I learned the Finnish word for nightmare, painajainen. Its etymology is connected with the verb to press, paina. Perhaps that's why it's hard to move. I learned the word sitting in a nurse's office in the YTHS building. I'm filling out forms and ticking boxes on a test. 3, 5, 5, 1. How often do you cry? I can see a doctor now. According to the test, I'm severely depressed. On my second visit, I get a prescription for sleeping pills. I never take them. I use them in a performance in April 2018. The performance triggers the working group, never makes it to the gallery. I feel, well, I don't know how I feel, but I need to figure out how to work with depression and suicidal tendencies. That is, how to work on these issues, no meds. I am referred to a psychotherapist. My sessions are free of charge because of my student health card. I wait in the foyer reading Foucault's Madness and Civilization. To read means to move from one letter to another until the gap. That is the space of meaning-making. The sign that all the previous places are in fact one place. H-U-O-N-E. Huone means room. All the magazines on the table are in Finnish. After a semester in Finland, I still cannot speak the language. I mask my fear into skepticism and try to think of the political and economic implications of being depressed, of what psychoanalysis means as a discipline, where it originated, how it orders the worlds around and inside me. I end up staring at the ficus plant next to me. I run my fingers across its leaf. Is this real or a fake? O-L-G-A. My name in English. My name is an interruption, a calling of sorts.